you're here. Fellowship, sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Reading from Philippians chapter 4, verse 4, probably a favorite of many of you. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. In fact, I'm going to have to say it again. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Friday, March 5th, 2021. And generally on Friday, I have Pastor Jason Schiffo joining me via the phone lines. In fact, we haven't done an in-person interview since around COVID started, but Pastor Jason is having the day off. And so last night during our Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe rehearsal and practice, I was thinking, who could I have on for the morning program? I'm going to need a guest for Friday's edition of Mark and Friends. And I was thinking, I'll have Cyrus and maybe John. I think that'll be a father-son combo. It'll be pretty good. And I was thinking they were going to be at rehearsal, and they weren't last night. I think they had some soccer or some kind of athletic thing they had to go to, some kind of practice. And then I thought, oh, well, Dawn and Claire are here, and they're very involved in The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. In fact, Dawn is the White Witch, and she's not only singing, but she does the voiceover and all the lines from The White Witch. And then Claire's been Susan, a prominent character, one of the four children that are in The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. So I said to them, would you be available for the Friday edition of Mark and Friends? And I think it was Claire saying, well, what will we do? And I said, oh, it's going to be a testimony time. It'll be some sharing. And then I conned Dee into returning and helping. So Dee has her little puppy Lucy, and Lucy's what, 13 years old?
Yes.
And Lucy is in your arms, which is not the norm, because
no,
when you're home, that doesn't happen, right?
She's a don't hold me dog. She does not allow me to hold her ever at home. But for some reason or other, during these rehearsals, she wants to be held 24/7. And so I'm loving it. And right now, she's sleeping on my shoulder.
So we got Dawn and Claire McDaniel in the studio with us, and then Dee Chesser, you know her from some of the Wednesday editions of Mark and Friends, a content contributor. She's our director of the children's choir, which we can't wait to have them return and singing again.
Amen.
And so you've heard Dee's voice a time or two, but I'm getting to know Dawn and Claire and Cyrus and John through The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, and I just love Cyrus. He's Mr. Beaver. He's full of energy. He's a character. He and I, we get along well. He's just a hoot, and I can't wait to share him in coming days.
Are you insinuating that you are a character then?
I've been told I'm a character. Hopefully a good character. So Dawn and Claire, thank you for joining us for this edition of Mark and Friends. Dee, you're kind of my co-host today, so if I get out of line, you reel me back in.
Will do.
But I started off with, rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice, out of Philippians 4:4, because there's been a lot going on behind the scenes that I've been rejoicing and thanking the Lord for, and this verse really was apropos, or it's something that came to my mind the other morning, and I read it again today, thinking about rejoice in the Lord always. Wouldn't that be a great benchmark for all of us, to always be mindful of the Lord, and saying it again, that I'm going to rejoice in Him. It's almost a determination that we make. It's almost setting our eyes forward. I'm going to rejoice in the Lord today, even if it's a tough day, even if it's not going my way. And sometimes when we follow that lead, you know, we're intentional. It's like loving. Loving is a decision many times. Sometimes you don't have that feeling of loving, but if you determine you're going to continue to love, your feelings are going to follow. And so it's kind of the same with rejoicing. When we're intentional about rejoicing, it does change our attitude or calibrates us to have a good day. So I want to share the good day I was having yesterday, because in the early hours, 7 a.m., we met in Mahomet, my pinnacle group, and these guys are high-capacity leaders and pour into my life. But a shout-out to Russ Taylor, Mark Kessler, Tom Brown, Darwin Boston, Doug Schroeder, and Steve Carmichael. We all met yesterday and shared and prayed for each other, and it's a great group. And then Marlon Livingston and Brooks Marsh weren't able to attend, but we were praying those guys up. But those guys have been pouring into my life usually every Thursday we meet, and it's a pinnacle group that's supposed to meet once a month. But a year or two back, Russ Taylor said, why don't we just meet every week? Because sometimes we would meet on the third Thursday or the fourth Thursday or the second Thursday. And he said, so there's no confusion. Let's just meet every Thursday. And so we've done that for a number of years. And
oh,
I think
my goodness.
I've been in this group for about 12, 14 years, mm-hmm. a long time. But they're great bucket fillers. So I rejoice in the Lord over those guys. And then the provision that God has been making for this radio ministry, it's just been phenomenal to see all the ways that through volunteers, through even this Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, I think there's like 40 or 50 of us. Most everyone's volunteering and showing up for rehearsals and all the practices. So it's a great bunch. We've been praying up some staffing that we hope to increase in the coming days, and some things are really coming clear and coming together. And appreciate the new helpers that we're finding in Lincoln and in Springfield. I met with Paige Reynolds a couple times and lots of correspondence, but she's wanting to be a super volunteer. And, you know, that's magic to my ear, anyone
yes,
that wants
yes.
to volunteer and help. So a shout out for Paige Reynolds in Springfield. And she's working on some new brochures and things that we want to be able to hand out in the coming days. She's working on the restaurant placemat program and also with the Prime Lifetime papers that we're trying to expand into Springfield and other areas. So a lot going on, but in the studio with me is Dawn and Claire McDaniel and also Dee Chesser. So we'll start with you, Dawn. You're relatively new to the radio ministry, I think, and certainly to the Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe and our Great News Radio Theater troupe. So what drew you in, and what can people anticipate in the coming months when we pull this production, this musical, together?
Yeah, well, like most of the cast, I imagine, I heard about the auditions. Either it was on the radio or a friend who had been listening told me about it. And let me just stop there for a second, because I just want to say, I have been a listener, you know, here and there over the last dozen years that we've lived in Urbana. And so I've heard you, Mark, and I've heard different folks on the radio. And my background is in theater. I was a professional actor and have worked in many different places, worked in voiceover work in big cities. And I have literally never seen somebody. Now, all of you listeners out there, some of you probably know Mark. You may have met him, I imagine, at the different choir shows or different things. If you don't know him, I want you to hear me today when I say he truly loves you all. Like, he loves all of you. And I've never seen somebody work so hard and be such an energizer bunny for everything that's going on around here. He seems just tireless, and he is constantly want to make sure that the listeners can hear this or someone can be encouraged. So just know that it's not put on. He truly loves everybody. So I've heard him over the years, was always aware of the ministry, but had never done anything or been to any of their events. And so I came in for the audition and was met with these hilarious guys. And I thought, who are, and gosh, who, Mark, who was actually in here? It was Les.
Yeah,
was
Les here.
And Tad.
Yeah.
So that first.
All those little voices that we were doing.
Oh, my word. And I was like, who are these people? Because they are hilarious.
We have a little subculture going on here.
Yeah, so Mark is kind of like that beautiful, wonderful. Leader who's the mature, you know, person that is running everything. And then there's the rest of the folks that I think come around here. Anyway, and I'm certainly in that camp. But I just thought they were hilarious. And I thought, well, this will be really great fun to work with. And it really has been. I feel like everyone's working so hard. Everybody's just volunteering their time and their talents. It's surely taken longer. I was just talking to Kate, our fearless director, and she's so tremendous. And we were talking last night. And I said, well, you know, I said, with a musical, you always think it's going to be twice as much work, but it's actually really like four times as much work. So we have had loads of rehearsals and rehearsals on rehearsals, and thought it was going to take this much time, and here we all are three nights later.
Extending, and I know we have more rehearsals next week. And some of it, when we did It's a Wonderful Life, I mean, there was a lot of sound effects and a lot of work behind the scenes, but it was all dialogue, where this being a musical and with the social distancing and only having like four headphones, We had like layer different people coming in at different times, and we're kind of working on all that. And not everyone has sung a lot before, so you and your daughter, and we have some really strong, great voices, but it's just learning how to get everyone singing together. And so we've had the three amigos, we've had, you know, the four girls, the four, you know, so we had a lot of different groups in here. So it's been a real blessing for me because everyone's been so enthusiastic. And I know with the COVID time, this was a few months back, but I remember one of the few times where, because we had to have everyone up with the microphones, everyone had to have the masks off. And I just remember seeing some of the high school kids, and everyone felt like, wow, this is normal again. We can talk, and we can be in the room. And we've tried to follow all the protocols and keep things really clean and sanitized and such. But I just remember the one night I was sitting back and seeing this little huddle of laughter and these people over here laughing. And it was so neat to have an semblance of what it's like without the face masks and the social distancing. And I think we've really grown together as a theater troupe. Mm-hmm. And so, Claire, have you ever had any favorite moments besides the owl story?
Yes. Yeah, so there was this one scene from The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe where the Pevensey children have just arrived at the professor's house, and they're talking about all the different creatures that they're going to find when they go outside and explore. And Peter, who is played by my awesome brother, John.
Awesome brother. You just earned some kudos there.
Was commenting on how there was a certain bird called an owl. But saying owl with a British accent is a bit more complicated than saying it with an American accent. So the first few times he said it, it's kind of just was like, oh, owl. And so we were working with him to say it's owl. You have to enunciate. So there was this one time where he was really, really going to enunciate that word so that everyone understood it. And it came out like, ow, well. And it was hilarious. We all just lost it.
Yeah,
that
and this was
the,
during the Christmas season, so like Noel and Owl. And we had our outtakes, and we were playing it. And in fact, one of my favorite, do you see what I have right here? In fact, this I cherish. This is, if you could see us here in the studio, there's Sophia and John and Claire and Evan, and they're all dressed in like Christmas outfits, three out of the four all matching, and in John's hand is this little owl. And so it's in
that
front
was
of the
my
big
idea.
Tree.
Yes, oh, I told the kids, I said, you're going to take a tacky Christmas sweater picture to give to Mr. Burns and Mrs. Freeman as a little Christmas card gift. And so I brought the tacky Christmas sweaters, and we all lined up. I'm sure all you listeners know about that big Christmas tree that's in the foyer here at Lincoln Square Mall. And so they stood right in front of it. This was right at Christmas time. I said, all right, take your masks down, everybody smile. And I handed John an owl, and I said, everybody grin. And then we took a picture and blew it up. And
it's a big 8x10 on red cardstock. It's just great. So I have it here in the studio.
And we were all laughing our heads off as we took that picture.
Yeah, it's great. So it's just kind of neat how God will bring us together. And this theater troupe has really brought a lot of new people that I'd never met before. Mm-hmm. And you guys have been encouragers along with Cyrus. I can't wait to have you guys over for dinner sometime because I know it'll be a laughter-filled evening. And Dee, you've been helping with the piano and helping orchestrate the musical side of it. Kate's also directing, but you've been working very intentionally on getting our voices together and the sound right and playing the piano and working with some of the other musicians. Why are you helping out so much again?
Well, this is new life in the late 70s for me. Mm-hmm. I have never worked this way with adults before. I've always done children. We did children's musicals every year back in that cold state of Minnesota. So this is really new, and I was so surprised at the quality of the singing and the acting, so much of it. Of course, we have a few people that haven't done anything before that turned out they were really good and they're enjoying what they're doing. But by and large, the talent in this whole production is amazing.
Yeah.
And to see that many adults, and I still think of Champaign-Urbana as a smaller town.
Yeah.
I just laughed when I moved here because people would say, oh, I have to drive all the way to Urbana tomorrow.
Yeah. Or they would say, it's so cold out. And you're like, you're thinking this is cold?
Yeah.
Or there's snow out there. What are we going to do? And you're like, you drive your car. What's
right.
the problem?
Yeah. And I went to work one morning. I did some work when I first came here and at a place of exercise. And I opened at 6 a.m. And I got there and everything was closed and the schools were closed. There was 2 inches of snow on the street. I was like, this is not right.
Well, Dawn, I'm going to put you a little bit on the spot because I know some of your faith journey, and I know Cyrus was bragging up how, you know, you were led to the Lord, and it was kind of a neat story for him. And, you know, as he was falling in love with you, he really was hoping things would work out. But can you share on our Testimony Friday a little of that faith journey, how God brought you to himself?
Yeah, I mean, it's a really long story. I mean, I'm sure as most people, it's a long story. And I just love to sit and talk with friends and hear how the Lord has worked in their lives. So, yeah, I'll try to give the Cliff Notes version. That's hard for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I grew up here in Champaign, and I attended a church where I thought I was just, you know, it was kind of, you heard nice words and everybody was a Christian because I wasn't a Muslim and I wasn't a Hindu, so I must have just been a Christian, right? Everybody is, sort of by default, I think is what I kind of thought. And I was taking a voice lesson. So my background, as I mentioned, was in music theater, and I was, let's see here, this must have been after I graduated college. So I went to a little school in Bloomington called Illinois Wesleyan, mm-hmm. and I got a bachelor's in music theater. And I had come home during that summer and that first fall, and I was auditioning, and I had my first professional job, was going to be working for a children's theater in Florida. I was really excited about it. But in the meantime, I had like 2 or 3 months to kill. And so I was back in town taking voice lessons from my beloved voice teacher. There was a very dear man, and his name was William Miller. He lived out in Mahomet, and he had been a voice instructor at the U of I for most of his career, and he had sung on the radio in Chicago, and he was just this wonderful tenor, and everybody loved him. He had such a heart for people, and he was teaching 8 voice lessons a day when he was in his 80s, and the students would just all, after he retired from the U of I, they would just drive out to his house. And I remember thinking it was kind of like going to see Yoda. He like lived in the woods, and you would drive down this long driveway, and you would go into his house, and his studio was right there in the front room, and he had this big window that looked out. And I remember I was in a show at a local community theater, and it was Meet Me in St. Louis, and I was playing the sister, and I had this song to sing, and I felt like it wasn't going well. I didn't like the way it sounded. And I'll never forget, and I actually think I have this voice lesson on tape. I should go find it and listen to it. And I was singing this song, and he stopped me, and he said, "Dawn, are you worried about this?" And I said, "Oh, Mr. Miller, not only am I worried about this, I worry about everything. I worry about things that you wouldn't even think to worry about. I just worry all the time." And he said, "Now, Dawn, if you worry, I want you to do something for me." And I thought, all right, whatever. You know, but I loved this man, and I would have done anything that he said. So he said, "All right, I want you to do this. Repeat after me. I want you to say this when you're starting to worry." And I said, "All right, what?" He said, "I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me."
Oh, wow.
And I remember reluctantly standing there in his studio going, "I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me." And so I went home that day, and I was like, all right, well, Mr. Miller said to do it, so I'm going to say this first, whatever this is. And so I remember doing that show, and that was at the Virginia Theater. And that was back when this theater company had owned the big Virginia downtown. And I was sitting in my crummy little dressing room backstage, and right before I'd have to go sing this song, and I'd go, "I can do all things with Christ in me. I can do all things with Christ in me." And I would just sit back there and say it over and over again. But by tootin', I felt like it worked, and something was better, and something was different. And that verse, you know, I got out my big red shiny Bible that I'd gotten for confirmation and never read, and I kind of maybe started reading it. And I went off to Florida to this theater and had my first job, and then I had my next job at a dinner theater in Indiana. And while I was there, that was where, and there were several Christians in that cast. And I was like, wow, they're kind of different. Who are these people? They're so nice. Their eyes are shiny and they're really friendly all the time. Wow. And I was sitting on the couch, and I don't even know how I heard this expression, but the thought just popped into my mind that I should accept Jesus into my heart. And I was like, so here was kind of the prayer that I uttered. All right, Lord, I don't know if this is going to work, but I want to accept you into my heart. Okay. And then it was like I was shot out of a cannon. I didn't even know why I was excited. I just was.
Yeah. Wow.
And that was how... That was the beginning of my faith journey. And then a couple months after that, I put a U-Haul in my car, moved to New York City, and started attending a wonderful church there where somebody you might have heard of, Tim Keller, was my first pastor as a brand new Christian. And I just kind of fell in love with the Lord and watched these people's lives, these lives of these Christian kids who were so much cooler than me. I was like, hi, I'm from Champaign, Illinois. And they're like, oh, yeah, I live in the West Village, and I blah, 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 and blah, blah. You know, but they were so... wonderful and nice and engaging, and they didn't drink alcohol, which I thought was like weird and new. I was like, they would have a party and we would all just, you know, hang out and play the guitar and have a soda, and it just set me on a path of seeing that Christians were wonderful, dear, and very hip people who were just in love with the Lord, and that was new to me.
And in our closing minute, then, when did Cyrus come into the picture?
Oh, my dear sweet husband.
Yeah. And we're going to have him in so he can share his side of the story in the coming days.
We have so many stories. Well, that's a long story, too. Cyrus and I are not known for telling short stories. So after I'd moved to New York, one of my first jobs out of New York was at a theater in Pennsylvania called Sight and Sound. And Cyrus and I met doing a show there. And do you want to know my first? Claire's laughing. I don't know if I've ever told this story to you, honey. Okay, you want to know my first encounter with Cyrus? And he's going to howl when he just even hears me with this lead up, because he knows what I'm talking about. We were rehearsing a big group number, and Sight and Sound has these huge shows where they might have like 100 people on stage. And so these rehearsals take forever, and you're blocking and moving, and it's like moving parts, all these actors moving here and there. And I didn't know Cyrus at all. I mean, I'd met him, and at first I was like, gosh, he's kind of interesting. And so... we're rehearsing the scene, and there's this kid who's like, you know, he's like a spear carrier. He's new, and he's never done a show before, I don't think. I can't remember his name. But our director was saying, now, listen to me, all of you. When we're doing a scene, you never want to break character. And he's very, you know, dramatic, way he said this, he said. And just be constantly in your character and da-da-da-da. And you could see this kid, and he was just trying to take it all in. He was very serious about this whole thing. And Cyrus suddenly raises his hand and says, now, excuse me, director, so if there's a fire or something, should we break character and, like, you know, run out and run off the stage? And I remember thinking... What an idiot. Like, of course you're going to, if there's a fire. But then he told me later, I mean, after I knew him, he said, I thought that poor kid, you know, he was so into this. He was so excited. And he was listening to everything so seriously. I just wanted him to know. I didn't want anything bad to happen to him, because I thought he might be so into character and something bad would happen. And I'll tell you what, that's Cyrus. He is willing to look like a fool.
Yes.
To help other people.
Yeah, he's got a real
all
heart.
The time.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I am so encouraged and blessed by getting to know you two. And Dee, I've been very blessed by knowing you for a long time. But thank you, Don and Claire, for being available for today's edition of Mark and Friends. And we'll have Cyrus in the coming days, because I want to hear some of his faith journey too. But thank you for being a part of the Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, and being a part of our Great News Radio listening family. And
yes.
Be praying up, everyone. Our Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe production musical. We're hoping come April. We still have a lot of work to do and pulling it all together, but that's our target, and we'll see how God provides. And it's going to be a real special broadcast that we'll have probably on a Saturday night. So be praying that up, and we'll keep you updated in the coming days. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Dee Chesser, Dawn and Claire McDaniel with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you. Have a great day and night.